Welcome to the season 3 finale of Peace Out. My name is Chanel, and I've had so much fun with you this year. We followed our friends Calla the Red Panda and Chuff the Snow Leopard through the Himalayan mountains as they searched for an ancient treasure. The Red Pandas have passed down an ancient legend from generation to generation. And ever since she was little, Calla has heard about this treasure that would one day save the Red Panda Nation. She met Chuff along the way, who has been a very good friend to her. And now they are just coming home to Calla's mom and Red Panda friends and family, where Chuff is going to live now too. Right after Calla reassures the other Red Pandas that even though snow leopards are predators, her friend Chuff is a vegetarian. They've just arrived home, where all the Red Pandas were very surprised to see Calla back. Whew! And now you're all caught up. Before we go see what they're saying, let's do our calm down countdown. We start with this every time so that our minds and bodies have some time to settle in. Let's start by sitting on the ground. Cross your legs if that's comfortable for you, and place your hands on your knees. Close your eyes. Let's pretend that there's a golden thread attached to the top of your head. It's now gently tugging you up, slowly lifting up your upper body, starting with straightening your back. Now your shoulders roll back gently. The string is lifting the top of your head towards the sky. Now let's take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Keep breathing nice and deep as I count down now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great work. Remember what Calla and Chuff found at the top of the mountain? Calla had expected an amazing, wondrous, glittering treasure. But when they finally uncovered it, all they found were 5 little gemstones. So they were both disappointed. Let's make a diamond with our legs now. Put your feet together and hold on to them. See how far you can pull your feet in towards you. Do it slowly. Now you can let go and feel your feet move forward. Keeping your feet together, put your hands on your knees again. Keep your back straight and chin up as you start to lean down towards your feet. Don't forget to keep your back straight and to do this slowly and gently, and stop whenever it feels uncomfortable. Come back up slowly. Now let's match our breathing to our movement. Take a deep breath in right now, and as you let it out, lean forward again. Keep your back straight and only go forward as far as is comfortable for you. And as you rise up again, breathe in. Breathe out as you lean forward again. Breathe in as you lean back. Keep doing this at your own breathing pace now. Calla shows the gemstones to her mom, who thinks they're beautiful, but does understand why Calla feels so disappointed. They only have 3 of them left, because Calla decided to give one to Hungzana, one of the red pandas from the other area who had helped them. And Chuff gave one to the baby red panda she saved. The friends decided to give one to Calla's mom, and then each keep 1 gemstone for themselves, just as a reminder of the incredible journey they had made. You can stop now and come back to center. One more deep breath in here and relax. Calla's mom is excited that Chef will be staying with them. She even helps Chef find the perfect nearby rocky cliff to stay at and helps Chef settle in for her first night with them. When she returns to Calla's nesting tree, she finds Calla sitting quietly with a frown on her face. Another gemstone is a pearl, round and iridescent, which means that it looks like a creamy white, but when you look at it from different angles, the color does seem to change and shine. Let's get up onto our feet and tuck ourselves into a ball. So you should be on your feet with your knees bent and hugging them. Tuck your head in too. When you're ready, slowly, slowly, slowly start unraveling your body as you move up towards the sky. Now your legs are stretching out straighter and straighter. Let your head and arms hang down as you do. Keep your eyes closed if you can. Let your head hang still as you slowly straighten your back from the bottom up. And finally, start slowly lifting up your head. Now that we're standing, make sure your posture is tall and proud. While we're here, let's think of something that we've done or said this week that we're proud of. It could be a picture that you drew that you feel is really great, or doing really well in a project or test, or making an effort to be kind to your brother or sister or friend, even when it was hard. Or maybe you spoke up in a group today. Think about your moment. Remember how you felt when you realized you did it. And give yourself a pat on the back. Well done. You can sit back down or lie down if you'd like now. Calla's mom saw the sad look on Calla's face and asked her what she was thinking. "Nothing," Calla replied. So Calla's mom sat with Calla and waited patiently. Finally, Calla spoke up again. "It's just that I thought the treasure would be something big. We've been hearing about it forever, and it took so long and so much work to get to the top of the mountain. And all we got were some little gems? I don't know, I just thought it would be bigger," she grumbled. Calla's mom was still silent, and they both sat together on Calla's nesting tree for a while. The sky, which was a navy blue, gave way to pitch black, making the thousands of stars above them seem even brighter. "Let's try something now. If you're not lying down, do so now. Bring your knees up to your chest and give them a hug. Next time you breathe out, stretch out your arms and legs so you form a star shape with your body. When you breathe in, hug your knees again. Breathe out and be a star. Keep doing this as we hear what else Calla's mom had to say." "Calla," her mom suddenly said, "why did you want Chuff to come live with us?" Calla looked surprised and told her, Because she's my friend. She wasn't happy where she was because she didn't fit in, since she didn't hunt or eat other animals. So I thought she'd like staying here for a change. And we've had so much fun together. She's really been a good friend to me, even when I was feeling jealous or angry at her. She always forgave me. Chef's my best friend. Let's stop now. You can rest your arms and legs on the floor and get comfortable for the rest of the relaxation story. Her mom smiled at her. It's hard to find good friends. We red pandas like to live on our own. But ever since you were little, you were different. You always liked being with the other red pandas. So I'm glad you found such a good friend in Chef. That's very special. She looked at Calla, took her paw in hers, and smiled at her. A true friendship is special, she said again. And sometimes only come along once in a lifetime. That makes it rare and very precious. You could even say it's a treasure. Calla had looked a little confused as her mom was talking, but then she gave a small smile, which became bigger and bigger. I get it, Mom. You're trying to say that finding a good friend like Chef was the treasure? But how about the treasure rhyme? It said that it would one day save the nation. I thought that the treasure would save us in some way. Calla's mom gave her a hug. I know it's not exactly what you pictured, but look at it this way. Sometimes things don't turn out how we want, so we should look for something positive or something that we can learn from in every situation. And the nation is pretty big. It's all of us. You sort of saved Chef from being lonely and feeling left out by being her friend and inviting her to live here. Chef saved that baby red panda from falling from the cliff. You both met Hung Zana and the other group of red pandas that we didn't even know about. It's so important for us to know and get along with our neighbors, and you've opened that door for us now. And all of that wouldn't have happened if you didn't decide to go out to look for the treasure, Calla. Calla nodded and gave a yawn. Oh, I guess you're right, Mom. Even though I didn't find a lot of treasure, I guess it was pretty cool that I was the first red panda ever to leave on a big adventure like that. And we did find those little gemstones. They might not be worth much, but it's kind of nice that everyone I care about has one to keep. Sort of like friendship rocks. Calla's mom kissed her on the head and started to move towards her own tree for the night. I think you're right, Calla. We can talk more about it tomorrow if you'd like. You should get some rest after your adventure now, though. Good night. Calla put her gem under a pile of leaves and snuggled down on her branch, looking up at the stars, blinking and twinkling above her head. She felt safe back at home, and she was happy to be back with her mom and Red Panda family. And best of all, her best friend was living next door now, and who knows what kind of adventures they'd go on next. Calla closed her eyes and drifted off to sleep with a smile on her face. Chef was asleep too, and so were all the red pandas near and far. All was well in her world. And not too long after she had fallen asleep, under that pile of leaves, Calla's gemstone began to glow. That's it for season 2. It's time to say goodbye to our friends Calla and Chef. We followed them for a whole year while they searched for treasure, something special and valuable. We know that it's important for us to protect animals from extinction by protecting the environment, protecting them from hunting, and other things that are a threat to them. If you want to learn more about red pandas and snow leopards, or even make a donation or adopt one, by donating and getting a certificate or even a red panda stuffy, check out the links in the episode description. We are back in September 2018 for season 3. Until then, peace out, and peace within. Thank you for listening.